Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Jenna Layden, your host. I'm also the founder of Star Family Wisdom and a former global vice president for Whole Foods Market. To those who are new, thanks for joining. Thanks for being with us. It's so good to have you. We are in an interesting season here on the podcast as I am navigating some profound transformation. I think we all are in general, but this year has been particularly intense and rapid transformation, which I'll continue to talk about at some point in ways that may be actionable and helpful for you. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about current world events again, but also within the context of transmutation of energy. And there's a lot of questions, you know, out there right now about, you know, how to be a spiritual person within the context of what's going on in the world. There's questions about spiritual bypassing. What does that look like? There's questions about, you know, do you pick a side? Is it spiritual to pick a side? Are you not a spiritual person if you're, you know, picking a side? Should we be 100% in the middle and not siding with any side? There's just a lot of questions, right, about all of that. And the first thing, you know, I want to speak to is the transmutation process. So when we are in the process of transforming, transmuting energies, we want to take an energy from a lower vibrational state to a higher vibrational state. We can't do that unless we have felt in our bodies, unless we have felt and sat with that energy. And that energy is sometimes going to show up as emotions for us. We are going to feel emotional pain. And that can come from all sorts of scenarios. It can come from our own wounding and having that wound re-triggered. It can come by just being an empathetic, compassionate person and maybe being a little too empathetic and feeling the pain of others. And when that occurs, that's nothing to be afraid of. That's a good thing because that's giving us an opportunity to feel what needs to be felt and then do the work to rewrite the story, to either reprogram for ourselves how we are perceiving something, you know, that is happening to us or something that is happening to someone else, or it is giving us the opportunity to just completely clear that now that we have felt it, because we've allowed it, you know, to stay suppressed within us for a long time. Or we're now in a place of being able to, you know, feel that pain, but then move into a state of love, forgiveness, compassion. And I want to talk about that particular part of the transmutation process today, because I think as spiritual people, we're all being faced with this opportunity to feel the pain of another and work on that transmutation process, or feel our own pain as, you know, this maybe replaying of events that our soul has experienced. And, you know, I've been thinking about this within the context of what's happening in the Middle East. And I've been following this particular person on social media. And this is a person who has been, you know, kind of a spiritual warrior, right? Like, this is a spiritual person, but they are taking a lot of action. Like, they are speaking out. They are in the thick of it, right? Like, they're in the thick of the drama that is playing out. And they're feeling a lot of pain. And that's apparent in their posts. But they're sharing it from a place of empathy. They're sharing it from a place of this needs to be witnessed, right? That we should not as a world bypass what's going on here, right? Like, they're sharing it from a very deep, heartful place, but they're very much picking a side, okay? Now, this person, you know, fighting for this particular side of the drama that's playing out, for, you know, the good reasons she had to do that. at one point she paused and she posted a reflection about the other side that she is viewing as perpetuating, you know, violence. And, you know, in these sorts of conflicts, you know, we do find two sides, right? We find innocent and we find those that are perpetuating violence. And innocent people get caught up in these things, right? So this woman has been feeling a lot of pain for the innocent, been, you know, condemning the violence, condemning those who are perpetuating the violence, but she paused and she started reflecting on those who were perpetuating the violence. And she started reflecting on forgiveness. She started reflecting on the pain that the people who are perpetuating violence must be feeling. She started reflecting on their state of mind. She started reflecting on the programming and negativity that they've been in that has led them to a place of perpetuating that violence. And she started forgiving. She started loving and she started forgiving. And she started holding space in her heart for forgiveness while she was feeling deep pain on behalf of the innocent. And what just happened there is what Christ did. That is the passion of the Christ. For those who have heard the passion of the Christ, there, you know, that term, there, you know, maybe a lot of different viewpoints on what that is. My understanding of it is that that was the transmutation process of negative energy on the planet at that time. You know, Jesus, as a really advanced soul, was able to be in a situation, you know, where violence and pain was being inflicted on him. And while he was taking that, he was simultaneously, you know, he was simultaneously in the pain and in the darkness of that experience and emanating unconditional love and forgiveness and just loving the people who were inflicting the pain and violence. And that is the ultimate, ultimate act of transmutation, the ultimate act of, you know, being able to shift and clear karma and shift and clear negative energy. And what this woman did was reliving the passion of the Christ, but in a different context, in a different time, in a different way. And it made me reflect a lot on that process of forgiveness. You know, we can find ourselves with opinions, you know, about things that play out. We can find ourselves, you know, wanting to protect people. We can find ourselves having these human reactions to the drama that we are in, that we are a part of, which is normal. And you know, sometimes we have to let that play out. We have to let ourselves feel what we need to feel about what's playing out. And sometimes those are heavy, dense, you know, not so fun emotions. Like, those are negative things we've got to sit with. And if we can be in that place and simultaneously start practicing forgiveness, like, right, like, do our best to expand our awareness to, you know, standing for what is right, what's truthful, what is, you know, loving, what is compassionate, what creates harmony, like, standing for that, but also at the same time not throwing negativity back at those who maybe are preventing the harmony from occurring. If we can master that, that has some of the most profound impact for the energy of this civilization and for the future karmas of this civilization. Like, that is, like, that's our task right now. No matter what, you know, we're doing, you know, physically in terms of actions or not, you know, no matter where we're at, you know, in our stance on anything in the world, if we do, you know, feel this emotional reaction, this emotional pull towards a circumstance that's occurring, And if we're feeling pain and sorrow about that, you know, it's important we stay in those feelings for a minute. Like, we can't shove them down, right? Like, we don't want to do that. You know, the worst thing we can do is suppress, you know, deny. That's what leads to these sorts of conflicts, is suppression and denial and like not looking at stuff that we need to look at. So we need to allow ourselves to feel what we need to feel. And then we need to do that process of also then sinking into a place of forgiveness and offering love, right? Just from our hearts. You know, it may not be a physical thing you have to do there, but what this woman did in her public commentary and witnessing her process, I immediately was like, oh my God, like, she just relived the Passion of the Christ right there. Like, she just did it. And that has incredible power behind it. And so I've been, you know, reflecting on this within the context of that greater transmutation process and really, you know, ensuring that I'm in that transmutation process. And so I think, you know, as spiritual people, no matter where you're at, you know, in that process, no matter what level of kind of transcendence and maybe non-attachment that you're getting to, you're in a human body, you're in a physical experience. Physical things are going to happen that affect the human part of you. And that's okay. Like, it's okay, I think, for us to acknowledge that and allow that. We are both fully human and fully divine. So to be fully divine and fully transcend the human experience, you have to be willing to honor and live the human experience. It's like this paradox. Life is full of all sorts of paradoxes. And so I think, you know, at times on this path, we can find ourselves, you know, maybe a little confused about how we engage the world, about how we allow energy and emotions to move through us. And so I think it's just so important for us to reflect on not suppressing, because that doesn't do us any good in the long run. So first off, we can't suppress. We've got to feel what we need to feel about situations that are happening. And then we have to do that work, you know, to develop the greater awareness around the situation and maybe, you know, do our best to zoom out, you know, and gain some perspective on why it's occurring and how maybe, you know, we're not going to solve it all ourselves, right? But what we can do is really engage in true spiritual practice around this, which is that transmutation process and finding within ourselves, you know, what about the world is triggering us? You know, am I responding from a place of anxiousness, anger? Am I responding from a place of retaliation, right? Like any of those sorts of, you know, places, like, we don't want to be in those places, right? We want to recognize where we're feeling very triggered, do the work on ourselves, right? To eliminate that trigger, to identify the root cause, you know, of that trigger. Like, why am I feeling fear around this? Is it because I haven't reconciled my fear of death? You know, do I just have a kind of a primordial, like, fear of death coming up? And seeing death in the world, that's triggering that for me. So I'm experiencing more heightened emotions around this, or more heightened fear around it. We have to ask ourselves those questions, like, where is this coming from? And then we respond, then we take action in whatever way we want to take action. And I also want to reflect on how dark events can open our hearts. So, you know, we can ask ourselves, from a spiritual context, like why do like really evil, dark things have to happen? You know, like why is that a thing? What good does that do? And I've been reflecting on this a lot lately as well. I think there's an aspect of, you know, the illusion that plays out in our universe that will show us what has been suppressed within us. It will also produce events that open our hearts. And depending on how far we personally, collectively have strayed from that true state of unconditional love, that might dictate the level of event that occurs to crack open our hearts, to help remove whatever armor's there collectively, or to remove a little bit of veil, you know, from our sight, right? Like maybe, you know, for instance, in this world, maybe there's a huge, you know, population of people that have been fairly oblivious to what goes on in other places, other parts of the world with other people, right? Which leads to maybe a selfish approach to leading life, which ultimately is not from a place of unconditional love. So let's just say that's playing out. Well, what's it going to take to get those people to like wake up? You know, like what's it going to take to get those people to see that there is a need for love and connection and compassion? What's it going to take to get collective action that results in a particular change that ultimately is a positive one, right? Like, it's not fun to have to think about that. You know, it's not fun to have to think about the idea of negative, dark events playing out for the purpose of then experiencing more positive events. But I think it depends, you know, it depends on how far we've strayed from really living in spiritual truth and really like living spiritual law and living from an open-hearted place. It's like the more and more our hearts get closed off, the more and more we're living in a state of separation, the more like extreme things happen to like jolt us out of that. And, you know, we're like in that extreme state of separation right now. So we're experiencing the extremes, you know, on that front and on the awakening front, which is really freaking hard. You know, it's like really freaking hard. And what I have been so inspired by over the last few weeks, again, I stand with the innocent period. You know, I stand for love. And for love flourishing in this world in whatever way it can. So anytime something is, you know, preventing that, you know, I'm standing with those who are not being given a chance, you know, to experience that love. But this, you know, experience in Gaza in particular has started to like open a lot of hearts around the world. Like when you see the level of support that is growing for innocent people who are caught in a violent situation, it is just proof of hearts opening around this world in a huge way. And so we have this opportunity, you know, we have this opportunity to open our hearts in a bigger way, you know, to not turn away, but to like lean in a way that is going to create more love and in a way that says we choose love, you know, we choose love over violence. And that's starting to happen in this world, which is really interesting, you know, to see like this, again, this paradox, right, of having to experience such darkness and, you know, violent, horrible things, yet there is this wave of love, like overtaking the planet. So I reflect on that too, about how all events, all of them, even if we can't see it clearly at the time, even if it takes another lifetime for it to become apparent, you know, all events ultimately are going to lead us back to love. And you can look back on the last video on YouTube that was posted about world events and some reflection on that if you want to keep reflecting on that. Because we are experiencing extremes, you know, we are experiencing something that is harder than it maybe needs to be, but we are also able, I think, at this time to utilize these experiences for the purpose of leaning into forgiveness and love and compassion. And that's what our spiritual journey is about. Like, that's all it's about, you know, ultimately, like all it's about ultimately is getting to that. And so anytime we're in these sorts of situations, we just have to ask ourselves, how is this driving more love, compassion, forgiveness, empathy in my life? Like, what can I do in that space, you know, energetically, emotionally? Can I find my way to forgiveness? Can I find my way to loving an apparent enemy, right? Like, can I do that? That's our task as a spiritual community. And so, you know, I find solace, hope, excitement for the future, and remembering that all experiences will ultimately lead to love. Because that is the ultimate path in the universe. Like, that is where we arrive in the end, like ultimately. And these experiences are giving us the opportunity to choose whether we're going to go that direction, you know, on this planet. And it appears as though humanity is choosing love in a big way. Now, you know, I think it's also important to reflect on spiritual bypassing, because there's just so much of that, you know, like there's just so much of, not honoring all aspects of life, I guess, like, maybe wanting to just go into a peaceful place, you know, just rise above it, just be love, just transcend. You know, I just talked about love and all that, but sometimes it's not that easy, right? Like sometimes, like I said in the beginning, we have to feel some stuff. Like we've got stuff we need to feel and process before we can get to that place of peace and harmony and love. Like maybe we've got some, you know, suppressed anger that's being triggered by something we're witnessing, and we've got to process that and feel that and allow that. And if we're in that, if we're feeling that and then we're judging it, then that's not doing anyone any good, right? So a lot of the time, or not a lot of the time, but sometimes we can, you know, find ourselves judging parts of the human experience, judging how we are experiencing that, how, you know, we want to be in a positive place. So we're like judging negativity when it comes up in us. And that's also a dangerous place to be in. It's a natural place to be in at first. I've certainly done that. I've certainly judged the heck out of myself, but also, you know, that's part of the practice. Like we work on that, right? Like we work on allowing what's coming up, you know, and then we do the work to transmute or transform it if it needs to be transformed. Sometimes, you know, we're just going to feel something and we just need to feel it, you know, like we have hearts, like we are compassionate, you know, like there's nothing wrong with you know, feeling stuff. You know, like we're human, we got to do that. That's important. That's awesome. You know, it's awesome to be able to feel. And, you know, I was just watching a Bashar video recently, and Bashar reminds us that, you know, anytime we're just experiencing those lower emotions like shame or guilt, you know, it's a signal. It's just a signal that we're out of alignment. And rather than just judging that we're out of alignment, why don't we just get back into alignment? You know, like, why don't we just do that instead? So we have to be careful, you know, to not fall in the trap of bypassing and suppressing things that we need to look at and feel because we don't want to, or because it doesn't feel spiritual, because most of the pictures we see of spiritual things are peaceful and perfect and joyful and loving, right? We have to be very careful about not falling into that trap. And then we also have to be very careful about not judging ourselves when we're allowing ourselves to be human, you know? Because we're human, like we're just human. That's part of the deal. So, you know, I think we have to make peace with that and just recognize like the parts of ourselves that are having human reactions to the human experience. And you know, depending on where you're at in your spiritual journey, you know, you may be more aware of the illusory nature of, you know, reality and the illusions that play. And you know, there's a lot of commentary on illusions and staying out of illusions and rising above illusions and all of that. And we can be, you know, doing that to some degree, but this is all an illusion, you know, like we're in it. We're going to be always experiencing illusion. So it's just a matter of, you know, steering the illusion the way we want to be experiencing it. But we certainly can't do that if we're denying and suppressing things that we need to be feeling and clearing. And so I invite you to relive the passion of the Christ to the best of your ability during these times as we, you know, witness tension, as we, you know, witness maybe more intensity in violence on the planet. We can very quickly fall into the trap of judging, fueling that negativity, fighting against it from a place of non-centeredness. And so the invitation is to allow ourselves to be human and find forgiveness and compassion and do our best to rise to that state of unconditional love so that we are transmuting the energies that are playing out on this planet. And if we can collectively do that, even a small group of people, that has a huge, huge future impact on how this civilization will play out. So we're here to collectively relive the passion of the Christ. Because it is going to require that collectively. One person can't do that on behalf of the civilization. It requires a lot of people doing that on behalf of the civilization to experience real change and to experience that karmic shift and transmutation of energies. And I hope you can apply that in your personal life and all of the small moments that we have to practice that. Because I mentioned in the last video that all of those small moments just make such a huge difference right now. You know, when we're faced with really big events in the world, you know, we can lose perspective of the impact of small things too. And so those small acts of kindness, those small acts of showing unconditional love or forgiveness, That all adds up. It all adds up. So we are like deep in spiritual practice right now. Like if you're on that journey, like this is our practice right now. You know, it's not just about like sitting in meditation, you know, by ourselves. This is a collective transmutation process that we are part of. And this is the second coming of Christ, this opportunity to collectively relive the passion of the Christ as we transition eras. So I wanted to offer that reflection today, and maybe we'll get back into some regularly scheduled paranormal cosmic content here soon, but I think these are important conversations. You know, these are not the most popular videos because they require us to, you know, do some stuff. They require us to go within and do our work, but I think it's important for us to talk about it. And so I hope this was inspiring for you. If you want to learn more about, you know, the Passion of the Christ from the perspective I'm offering, go to the virtual ashram run by the Divine Mother Center in California. I've got a link to it below, and sign up for the virtual ashram classroom. You'll get access to a number of different classrooms and videos. And there's one particular classroom about divine lives and divine souls where David Peralta has done an excellent job discussing the kind of complex yogic, you know, process that was happening during that time with Jesus. And so you can learn a little bit more about that and just gain some more kind of context for maybe why I'm bringing this up and reflecting on this. And then also, if you are curious about my journey with engaging Yeshua's ancient holy practices, if you feel like you're ready to take that next step, if you're curious about the path of spiritual mastery transformation and want some guidance there, check out the links below as well. You can learn through a free webinar about Yeshua's ancient practices, and you can also find some additional resources on our website. So thank you for tuning in, and I hope that you're finding all of the ways to experience love this holiday season as we end this year, as we transition into next year. We are being asked to hold a lot within our consciousness right now, and I think you're doing an awesome job. And I think it is awesome that you are here and that we are engaging in this sort of conversation together. So thank you, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.